This is PS, and what's your name?
Andrew.
Andrew, and what's your friend's name?
Jason.
You guys have come to Summer Solstice in Greensboro. Why did you come?
It's a fantastic get-together for all the different people and celebrate summer coming in with some of the beautiful things they've got here, massage, iced tea, bird releases. Just a great way to see the community get together.
How did you guys find out about Summer Solstice in the park in Greensboro?
Through the website.
Oh, the Lua website?
The Goddess Effect website.
Oh, Goddess Effect website.
Yeah.
Are you both from Greensboro?
Yes.
You are? Good.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple of questions that I'd like for you to answer. And I'm asking the same questions to everybody tonight, and then we're going to broadcast some selected results.
Great.
On a podcast and an internet news broadcast, okay?
Okay.
So, can you describe God for me? Since this is the Goddess Effects Project, and fairies and goddesses are supposed to be here tonight, can you describe God for me?
Well, what you can call God, or the universe, or energy, or anything like that, is just the stuff that holds it all together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter what you believe in, like I said, God, the universe, energy, it's everything coming together, everything is interacted with itself and with everybody around it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how would you know that, as opposed to something that someone else tells me tonight about God? How would you know
it? It depends on what you believe in, and that's what it's all about.
Uh-huh.
You know, whether you know it or it's written down or it's what you've heard, believe, see, dream, feel,
mm-hmm.
that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if one person describes God in one way and another person describes God in another way, can they both be right at the same time in the same way?
Absolutely.
Yes?
Everybody's completely right.
Uh-huh. Okay. And let's see, I want to read you two, these are Bible passages, and I want to ask your opinion on them. Two of them, let's see. The first, let me read them. Let's see, Exodus 34. Do not worship any other god, for the Lord whose name is Jealous is a jealous God.
Don't believe in that.
Okay.
What you worship, how you call it, what you name it, has nothing to do with punishment and negativity. It's
mm-hmm.
it's what creates life and happiness and joy and everything together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, whatever you call what you worship at the divine is about bringing things together and bringing life.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing jealous, nothing negative, nothing bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about.
Okay, good. Romans chapter 1 says in verse 24 and 25, therefore God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts, to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the created things rather than the Creator, who is praised forever. Amen. You have any reaction to that?
Sex happens in every microorganism, everything in the world, from
mm-hmm.
plants, flowers, trees, to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without that, there's not going to be anything around. So, you need to take a double look at that when you think about it. It's nothing about being evil or bad or sinful,
mm-hmm.
and sin is defined in what somebody thinks it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, in your opinion, is there anything other than feedback? Is there anything that is wrong objectively?
Doing harm to others.
Uh-huh. And how did you come to that? I'm curious.
That's what I believe in. You know, part of it, life is experience and seeing what's out there and, you know, free will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the divine, the universe gave us free will.
Mm-hmm.
So you take that and whatever you believe in is kind of goes from there.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't hurt anybody else. What's the problem?
Uh-huh. Okay. And then my last question is, if I handed you a Bible, could you find the Ten Commandments in the Bible in less than a minute?
Probably where they are, but I could probably tell them to you, so...
Oh, yeah?
Don't ask me to try.
You know, that's a nightmare for me, too. Do you know where they are?
Nope.
Okay, it's Exodus chapter 20. So... if you get back around again and I ask you next time, you'll know.
Excellent.
Thank you. I sure appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Have a good time.
Thanks.